Well, welcome back. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, joined with my co-host Ryan Goldberg, CEO and President of DFCU Financial. We're here talking about the state, talking about the economic outlook of Michigan. Detroit Economic Club is just wrapping up its luncheon, that forecast for 2026, where the state is going. We've been hearing from CEOs, business leaders. We've heard from Quentin Messer, the head of MEDC. And now we get the Oracle from Ann Arbor, Gabe Ehrlich, who is an economist from University of Michigan. Gabe, you've been doing this for now a number of years, providing us an outlook into what's ahead, where the state is today. Tell us what's happening in Michigan.
Yeah, you know, the incoming numbers have been painting a pretty puzzling picture. There's a couple of different ways of measuring employment in Michigan. They're telling totally different stories. I won't bore you with all of the details. You take an average, and it looks like slow but positive growth recently. I actually think I would take the slight under on where the momentum is right now. But, you know, we do expect growth to pick up through the course of the year. So on a calendar year basis for 2026, flat employment here in Michigan, but with growth picking up over the course of the year in the back half of the year and, you know, leading into a positive 2027.
So you're going to talk to policymakers, I believe it's Friday, right?
That's right.
About where the state's economy is going. What's going to be your advice to them on how to keep that slow but steady and picking up growth?
Yeah. You know, some of the positive things that we see as we move forward, you know, for Michigan. First off, I do have to point out recent changes to tariff policy have become more supportive for domestic auto manufacturing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you look back to 2025, early in the year, you know, we said at the time, listen, these tariffs are going to be a net negative for the auto industry domestically, you know, here in the United States. There have been some changes that we think have improved the situation substantially, so that's a plus. Still will add costs to auto, so we do expect the tariffs to boost prices about $3,000 per year on average. So not a winner necessarily in terms of affordability, but should boost production here in the United States. So that, you know, should all else equal help Michigan. And then the financial penalties for missing the CAFE standards, corporate average fuel economy standards, have essentially been eliminated for the time being. That should boost Michigan's auto industry. There's obviously costs to that policy. My wife worked at the EPA for many years, so I have to point that out. Yeah. But you know, all else equal, that should help Michigan. We expect that to boost the Detroit 3's share of the market.
So if we look back at 25, Gabe, in as you came into the year, you had certain expectations, things you thought you would see. How did it end up relative to those thoughts?
Yeah, you know, listen, I think 2025 was a challenging year for Michigan's economy. You know, there was just so much uncertainty about how the policy landscape would shift. You know, obviously we saw a lot of shifts. And so I think overall I would say Michigan's economy hung in there pretty well, all things considered.
What, you know, Gabe, when we look at maybe some of the biggest headwinds, you talked about some of the tailwinds that we've got here. Yeah, if you were to say, you know, headwinds or maybe some risk factors, what would they be for Michigan?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I keep pointing to is uncertainty. You know, it just makes it really hard to make the tough decisions and pull the trigger on an investment or a big decision if you're a business. And so one thing, you know, that we have this year is renegotiating the USMCA agreement, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, or the new NAFTA. You know, and that's a big wild card. We don't know where that's going to go. And, you know, the auto industry relies on an integrated North American market. And so, you know, having that big wild card is definitely a risk factor. And then we see recently the attack on the Federal Reserve and its independence. You know, again, it's in a lot of ways we're already seeing that kind of that being toned down. But it raises questions of, okay, well, so where is policy going? Will we get more certainty this year?
Yeah, I mean, our listeners may hear something about that in the next 10 minutes.
That's right.
When President Trump joins the show and gives his speech here at the Detroit Economic Club. Let me ask you, you know, you talked about that integration between Canada and Mexico. How has that maybe been affected over the last year? I mean, what's some of the data or some of the analysis that you see? Because Michigan, you know, we have the busiest border crossing between in North America, mm-hmm. right here in Detroit, between Canada and the U.S. You know, we're highly dependent on this foreign trade.
That's absolutely right. You know, one thing I'll point out, it's not about the auto industry, it's actually about tourism. Mm. And, you know, you at least hear this anecdotally that you know, our friends in Canada don't want to come and visit as much as they did in the past. You know, when you think about the relationship getting a little bit more adversarial, unfortunately, I think, you know, it's natural to think about. And so, you know, something that my co-panelist, Quentin Messer, said earlier was, you know, sometimes you got to think about not just getting the best deal, but the long-term relationship. You know, these are our friends, our allies, and, you know, trying to maintain that relationship for the long run.
Yeah. Well, you know, Canada is, you know, certainly I think there's been tension there, right? There's been a lot of discussion cross-border, policymakers. We've seen some maybe some imports that the United States has been, you know, desiring lately. A heated rivalry came out, right? It's been pretty popular in the United States, a Canadian production. So that's maybe that's going to bridge some of the gap. You know, when you look at, again, talking to policymakers, and they go to you often about what, you know, is maybe a risk, what is, you know, something that is something they could push into a little bit more and help spur growth. What would you tell them? What would you say to them?
You know, two things. One is, you know, we are so lucky in the United States to have the great institutions we have, the predictability around the rule of law, around things like monetary policy. I already mentioned the Fed. And, you know, it's easy to take that for granted. But, you know, in lots of ways, that's the golden goose. So, you know, let's take care of that is the first thing I'd say. And just related, you know, it's a lot easier to tear something down than it is, you know, it takes a long time to build something. It can come apart more quickly.
Gabe, one of the things that we've seen over the last couple hours is different thoughts, viewpoints from CEOs within a variety of different industries that have been on the show today. If you think about guidance or advice that you could give that would be maybe general in nature that CEOs and folks running companies should be contemplating over the course of the year, what's high on your list?
Yeah, you know, as a macroeconomist, I think the first thing to say is it's easy to be a doomer. You know, that's how you get the headlines, right? But, you know, we are not forecasting a recession. There are tax cuts that are going to be hitting the economy that should provide a boost to growth. Yeah. So, that is one thing just I would put out there is, you know, the sky is not falling in terms of the macro economy. And so, you know, just to be mindful of that as you're planning.
And interest rates as you go forward, what are some of the catalysts? Generally, inflation is highly considered, employment. How are you looking at the data and what you may forecast regarding interest rates over the next year?
Yeah, we do expect longer-term rates to start coming down. They've already started coming down, but to come down just a little bit further. We're not expecting gigantic relief in terms of interest rates. Like you say, you know, inflation has been pretty stubborn. We're expecting local inflation to come in at around 3% this year. You know, the Fed targets inflation around 2%. So we are still seeing inflation a little bit above target. And that's part of why you see people at the Fed starting to talk about potentially pausing on rate cuts.
Gabe, thanks so much for joining us today, for giving us that insight, for your work here in the state of Michigan. We're glad to have you. Gabe Ehrlich from the University of Michigan.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's all that we have today for Focus with Paul W. Smith. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders from Michigan, joined by Ryan Goldberg, President and CEO of DFCU Financial, sitting in for Paul W. today. We've really had a good time, I think, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure to be your partner.
Well, stay tuned. President Trump's address is coming up in just a few minutes. Listeners can tune in right here on WJR. And with that, we'll say good afternoon.